Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Beis. We're holding at the very top of daf Kuf Beis on Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Also, in honor of Shabsi Schreier for his dedication to the daf Yomi from his family. And also by Seth Sklar, Le'ili Nishmas, his grandmother, Shifra Bas Shmuel Aleha Shalom, Neshama Shav Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So as we said, we're holding at the very top of the page on daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. This is the last Amud of Perek HaZorek, and B'ezras Hashem will begin Perek HaBona today as well. So Perek HaZorek concludes. The Mishnah on the top of the page is going to discuss the idea that one is only Chayev Echatas if he's Shogeg through and through. That if at some point in the middle of the Malacha he became Mezid, that could complicate the Cheshbon in terms of being Chayev Echatas. The Gemara is going to make a Diuk from our Mishnah, which raises a question, and we're going to have five approaches to how to answer that diuk from the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going to talk about a case: what if a person carried two amos b'shogeg, then two amos b'mezid, then another two amos b'shogeg? So is that going to be chayiv chatas because it was a total of four amos b'shogeg, or the two amos, the mezid in the middle, changed something somehow? And then the perek is going to end with a discussion about how machshava can grant something the status of a makom, that even if you have a place that is not 4x4 Tfachim, just by being machshiv such a location, it could take on the status of that which is 4x4 Tfachim. On Amud Beis, the beginning of Perek HaBona, the Mishnah is going to start to discuss some of the gedarim of the Malacha of Bona, no pun intended, and then the Gemara is going to talk about why it is that if a person is Bona Kol Shehu, that if a person builds even just a tiny little bit, well, it's going to be Chayiv. What does a Binyan Kol Shehu accomplish? So we're going to have three different shitos as far as what a binyan kol shehu could ever accomplish, and then the daf is going to conclude with three different cases of machlokas amoraim, whether a particular action is a violation of the malacha of bona or a violation of the malacha of makah bepatish. In a certain sense, those malachos are similar to each other. So let's begin the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hazorek, if a person throws on Shabbos, he throws a rock, let's say, bishogeg, from Rosh Hashiach to Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa, or he throws something for Amos in Rosh Hashanah, and after he releases it, it's in mid-air, he realizes, Oyvei, it's Shabbos, what did I do? So the kulta acher, and then someone else comes and catches it, in a way that person moved in order to go catch it, he moved out of his way to go catch it, so it's a malacha that was now done by two people. One person did the akira, and the other person did the hanacha, or a klata kelev, or a dog jumps up and catches it. So it's not, you don't have a hanacha on a makom of arba'a al arba'a tvachim, because the dog caught it in its mouth, oshenisrafa, or it just got burnt in midair, got consumed in midair, and therefore they never had a hanacha. So in all those cases, pater. You pater from bringing a carbon chatas. So the havamin of the Gemara understands that it's all one maisa, that you realize that it's Shabbos before the rock ever rested, and then it never actually rested. So there are two reasons why you're going to be potter. First of all, you realize before the Maisa was over, and that's why it's not a Shogeg Mitchila Vatsof. And second of all, it never actually finished. The actual action never concluded. So it was a lack of Kavana and a lack of action. The action never concluded with the Anacha. So the Gemara is going to discuss, why do I need two reasons to be Potter? Either one of those reasons is a good enough reason to be Potter. So why would the Mishnah come up with a case where there are two separate reasons to be Potter? Okay, says the Mishnah further, another case where there's not going to be a Chiyuv Chatas where you're going to be Potter, Zarak Lasos Chabura, Bein Ba'adam, Bein Ba'behema, leaving the Melach of Hotsa'a now. What if you throw something in order with the intention to make a Chabura, to wound a person or an animal, and you didn't realize that it was Shabbos, and then v'niskarat shelo nasas chabura, before the item made impact and made the chabura, you realize that it's Shabbos. So pater, you're pater from a carbon chatas, because at the time that it made the chabura, you were no longer shogeg zaklal. And the rule that emerges from all this is kol chayave chato sein chayavenat sheitchilasan v'sofan shkaga, that whenever you're chayav carbon chatas, you're only going to be chayav if at the beginning and at the end of the action you were shogeg. That just like your chayiv is shogeg, you're not chayiv for a you're not going to be chayiv for a shogeg unless it's shogeg from beginning to end. So the Rambam points out in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Yutas, you're also not chayiv for a mezid unless it was mezid mitchilas of ad selfo. Meaning the halacha is if a person does something b'mezid on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa, perhaps kares if there's no eidim basra or a skila with eidim basra, and a person does something b'shogeg on Shabbos, he's chayiv achatas. All of that is only when it's mitchilas of ad selfo. Mezid has to be mitchilas of ad selfo, and shogeg has to be mitchilas of ad selfo. Tchilas on shkaga v'sof on zadon, or tchilas on zadon v'sof on shkaga peturin. If it starts out as a mezid and ends up being a shogeg, or vice versa, then you're going to be pater atche te tchilas on v'sof on shkaga. It needs to be both tchilas on and sof on shkaga. The reason the Mishnah adds this point, the Achronim point out avalim ha'isa tchilas on shkaga v'sof on zadon tchilas and Zadon Vesov and Shkaga Peturin is to tell us that even if you did a Shir Avera, a full Shir Avera B'Shogeg, you're not Chayiv if the Akira or the Anacha were B'Mezid. That even though somewhere in the middle you did enough of an Avera B'Shogeg that on its own it would have been Chayiv, but since either the Tchila or the Sof was B'Mezid, that's going to make a person putter from the Karban. So that's the rule of the Mishnah. So now, the Mishnah said that if you throw a rock B'Shogeg and then after you release it, you realize that it's Shabbos, and then it got intercepted in the middle, so you're going to be potter. So the Gemara discusses what's the reason for the potter over here. Is it the fact that you realized after you released it, and therefore it wasn't shogeg the whole time, or is it the fact that it never had a hanacha? So ask the Gemara, from the fact that the Mishnah says that there was no hanacha, so hanacha, it sounds like if everything else were the same in the Mishnah, but it would have come to a rest, it would have landed, then chayiv, you would have been chayiv. So frankly, Gemara, but velo niskar, but didn't you realize after it left your hand? So you turned into a mezid halfway through. Utanan, and the Mishnah tells us, Kol chayav v'chatal seinu chayav v'natshev t'chilasan v'sof and shkada. You're only going to be chayav if you're shogeg through and through, from beginning to end. So the Gemara is going to have five possible solutions, three of which we reject and two that we accept. So why is it that the Mishnah has to pick a case where there are two reasons not to be chayav? So answer number one, Amrav Kana, Seif Asa'in lilechta. The seifa that says that you're not chayiv v'chatas unless it's tchila v'sof shogeg is talking about a case where it's lechta umasna, where you're dealing with an item that is a string and an item tied on to the end of that string. That the p'tur of tchilas shogeg, and you realize that it's Shabbos before the end of the Avera, is only if at the time that you remember you have the ability to pull it back. You have the, because you threw an item, it's like a yo-yo. You threw the yo-yo, but you have a string still attached to it, so if you decide to change your mind, you can always yank it back and it's never going to land. So that's where we say that since you didn't stop it, you didn't pull back the malacha, I guess a yo-yo is a bad example because it actually comes back on its own, but since you threw an item on a string, so since you had the ability to stop the malacha when you realized and you didn't stop the malacha, that's when we say that that it's going to be considered sofo mezid. But if you stomp throw something that there, as soon as the oven leaves your hand, you have no way of pulling back that action, so then the fact that you remember after it left your hand doesn't change anything, because the Maisa Avera is already over as soon as it left your hand. The fact that you remember afterwards can't change your Chiyuv at that point. So now I understand the Mishnah very well, that the Reish is talking about where you were Zorik and it left your hand, you're Pater only because it never rested, because it totally left your hand. When it says the fact that you remembered before it rested is not going to potter you because it left your hand already. You have no ability to take it back. And the reason the Mishnah Dafka talks about a case where you remember that it's Shabbos is to tell me this very din, that even if you remember that it's Shabbos, it's not enough to exempt you from a chatas if you can't do anything about it at the time that you remember. But the seifa that potters you when you remember in the middle, you can't. It must only be talking about a case where you have the ability to do something about it. You have the ability to abort the malacha halfway halfway through. So that's how that's the Gemara's first attempt. That is Rav Kahana's attempt to be Miyashiv our Mishnah. So ask the Gemara on Rav Kahana, wait a second, that's what the Sefer saw. Lechto Mishnah Ogdo Biyadahu. In the case of Lechto Mishnah, in the case Lechto, these items, it's not just a rope and a thing at the end of a rope. That is what we're trying to express over here. But these are particular items that they would put on the back of a donkey when a donkey would carry things. So the Lechta is this item that was attached to the donkey's neck, and the Mishnah were the strings that were attached to the collar on the donkey's neck that would attach one end of the string to the collar, and on the other end of the string you would put barrels or whatever it is that you wanted the donkey to carry. So the Lechta is the item on the neck, that's the solid piece, and the Mishnah is the rope that attaches onto that solid piece. So we're just using that as an example, but Lav Davka, meaning what we're trying to say over here is that there is a string attached to an item. But Frekli Gemara, Lechta Mishnah is Ogdo Biyado, it's still considered to be in your hand, so you never actually were Zorik it at all. So even if it was Shogig Mitchila V'Yatzov, you'd be Pata from a Karban Chatos, because you never released it. Meaning to throw an item, if you bounce a yo-yo, so that's not considered to be a violation of being Mavir, because it never moved. One end of the item remained in your hand the entire time. So that's why the Gemara says we have to reject Rav Kahana's answer, and we need to come up with a different answer. The Seifa is not talking about the Melacha Votza at all. No, the case of the Seifa is where you threw the object toward a behema, and you had one string attached. It is talking about a Lechta Mishnah where you have a string attached to the object, but we're not talking about the Melacha Votza anymore. We're talking about where you threw it to make a chabura in an animal. So if your machshava would have been fulfilled and a chabura would have been made, that is an absolute malacha, because ogdo biyado only patters you from hotza'a. It doesn't patter you from making a chabura on Shabbos. So that's what the Mishnah is mechalik between a case where you were shogeg all the way until the end of the malacha, and a case where you remembered before the end of the malacha. That if you were shogeg mitchilav ad sof, you're chayiv because it's a malacha gemura, and if you realize that it's Shabbos before the chabura is made, then you're patter because you have the ability to be machzir the evan, not to make that chabura. So it was sofo zadam. But if you're zorik in evan, that's enog dobiyado to make a chabura, then you're chayiv even if you realize after you release the evan you're going to be chayiv anyway, because at the time of the zrika you were shogeg, and at the time that you remember it, it's too late. The mice is already over. So says Mara, well, hanami tanina. Nah, it can't be that's what the seifa of the Mishnah is talking about, where you're zorik with the lechto masna to make a chabura, because that din is also mefurish in the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah say it twice in the Seifa? That it says, Hazorik lasus chabura, bein ba adam, bein ba behema, viniskar adshalo nasus chabura, pater. So of course it's talking about where that we're assuming right now, it must be talking about where you have an item attached to a string, and that's where we're saying that if you remember before it makes the chabura, you're going to be pater. So why would we need the Seifa of the Mishnah to tell me the same thing twice? So says Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, a third interpretation of the Mishnah. The Reisha is like Rav Kahana said, that you're Zorik and you're not able to retract it, so then it's always automatically going to be considered Tchilas of Visofo Bishogeg, and you're going to be Chayiv, even though you realized after you released it. So that's why the Mishnah says that if it never rested, like a dog caught it, or it got consumed by a fire, so then you're going to be Pater. The Klal in the Seifa that there's only a Chiyuv Chatos when it's Tchilas Shogeg and Sofo Shogeg is not talking about where you're Zorek. That's Bimavir. That's if you walk something carrying it in a Rosh Hasharabim while the item is in your hand and you realize that it's Shabbos before you made it for Amos, and yet you still continue to walk. So that's where you're Pater from a Chatos, because it's Sofo Zadon, because you had the ability to stop wherever it was that you remembered. I've Zaklal Duktani Azrika Ktani, asked the Gemara on this approach, but when it says Zaklal that all Chayav Chatos are only Chayav when it's Tchila Shogeg and so sofo shogeg, that's going legabe the din of zrika, because the din that preceded it in the Mishnah was you were zorek an item to make a chabura, so it must be that the zeh klal is going on the case of zrika, and because of this kasha, the Gemara says, you know what, maybe Rav Kahana is entirely incorrect. This whole assumption that we're working with, that the case is that it's attached to a string, and that's where it's going to matter that you changed your mind, but if it were not attached to a string, it wouldn't matter if you changed your mind. Let's scratch all that. Let's reject all of that. So we have to say that we're going to go back to the original kasha that we started the sugya with, that the din of the reisha has two reasons that you would be pater. Reason number, when you release an object, there are two reasons you might be pater. Number one is that you realized before it made impact, before it landed, you became amazed. And number two, it never landed. A dog caught it. A fire consumed it. So we ask, why do we need a case where there are two reasons that you're going to be pater? Allah Amarava, Tarti Katani. There are two separate dinim that are being expressed in the Reisha. Hazorek v'nizkar me'ach sheyotza miyado. No, case number one is, you throw an item and you realize before it ever lands, and it does eventually land, but you realize before it lands that it's Shabbos, so you turn into a mazid before the malach is completed. Inami, or a second case, lo nizkar v'kolta achar v'kolta kelev v'shenisrafa. You never turn into a mazid, you never realize before it lands, but it never lands. It gets intercepted somewhere in the middle. In both of those cases, you're pater from a chatas. The first case, you're pater because it's not tchilas of a sofa b'shkaga, and the second case, you're pater because there was never a hanacha. And the din of the Mishnah also of zarek lasos chabura is talking about where you're a zarek and evan that was not attached to a string and that you did not have the ability to pull back, and nevertheless you're still pater, because even if you become amazed after it leaves your hand and you have nothing, no ability to do anything about it, still that becomes a zadon. And the Zeh HaKlal and the Sefer comes to tell us that not only when you're zorek do we have such halacha, but even by being mavir an object biyado, and you realize in the middle that you're pater and you're not chayiv unless it's chlas of a sofo b'shkaga. And that's why the Tana taught legabe zrika the klal that you need to be chlas of a sofo b'shogeg, because even by a stam zorek where you don't have the ability to pull it back, even in such a case we're going to apply this principle of tchilas of a sofa b'shogeg. Or another possibility of how to understand our Mishnah, Rav Ashi Omar, that the zechira would pater a zorek even when you don't have the ability to pull it back, like Rav had said. Nevertheless, we don't have to be mechalik the reisha into two separate dinim. There's another way to learn our Mishnah. Chisuri mechz ravachi katani. We can learn the Mishnah as if it were missing certain words. And here's how to read the Mishnah. If a person throws an item from a rishus, one rishus to another, or he throws it four amos in a rishus rabin, and he realizes what he had done after it's released from his hand, kolta achar kolta kelev oshenisrafa pater, and it gets intercepted in midair, he's going to be pater from Karban Chatos, because it never had a hanacha. But it's dafka in a case where it never had a hanacha, he'd be pater. But hanacha, had it landed, chayiv, he'd be chayiv a chatos, even though he realized after it left his hand that it was Shabbos. Medvar mamurim shechazar v'shachach. Why would he be chayiv if he realized after he left his hand that he's chayiv? Isn't that tchilas of v'shogeg v'sofa b'mezid? No, no. We're talking about a case where he then forgot again before it landed. So he had forgotten that it was Shabbos while he threw it. After it was released, it's in midair. He remembers, ayvei, it's Shabbos. Then someone distracts him and he forgets that it's Shabbos again. And then it lands while he had forgotten that it was Shabbos again. So in such a case, it actually is tchila shogeg and sofa shogeg. It's just that in the middle, there became amazed. But had he not forgotten at the end again, and he just would have remained with the knowledge and been amazed, then at the very end, then Pater Shakol Chayav Echatos, and Chayav Nashay Tichlasan Visof and Shkaga. Because in order to be Chayav Echatos, you need to be Tchila Visof Bishogeg. So that's the case where Tchila Visof Bishogeg is going to be Chayav, even if he remembers in the middle. But if he remembers in the middle and continues to remember until the very end, then he's going to be pater from a carbon chatas. So Tosus just points out over here in Dibra Maschil, Rav Ashi, that when we say Chisuri Mechsa, Ein Zem Mamish Chisuri Mechsa, the Mishnah Kamoshi Shnuya Yesh Lafarish came, El Gadei Lafarish Kamar, Beloshon Chisuri Mechsa. It doesn't mean it literally is Chisuri Mechsa, it's because the Mishnah could be explained in this way with the words that it already has, and we could just touch up the Mishnah by adding this commentary. It's just that we're explaining that there's a factor that was missing in our initial explanations, which is interesting that Tosfos would point that out, because l'chora that's what chisuri mechsra always means in all of Shas. We're not saying that there are a million typos all over the Mishnayos, that the Mishnayos were purposely written cryptically, and there were always going to be some explanatory notes that are missing. There are often going to be explanatory notes that are missing from the Mishnah. You have to realize what kind of major move it was to take Torah Shebal Peh and put it Biksav. So it didn't just all happen at once, where they just went straight from nothing to art scroll, where everything is obviously was going to happen in steps, where there weren't going to write everything out at the very beginning. So the Mishnayos were written dafka in such a way where they were missing a lot of purposely missing a lot of the details, because there was something that had to remain bal peh. So it is a little curious that Tosfos would choose this spot to make this point. L'chora, that's true in all of Shas. So, but said the Mashmos of Tosfos that it's not true in all of Shas, that normally it's a typo. And over here, we're actually missing some words. So it's a difficult Tosfos. Okay, Zaklal, Kol Chayave Chatos. We then said that anytime you have a Chatos, it's got to be because you're Tchila, Visof, and Bishogi. You're shogeg through and through. So itmar. So they said the following: if you were carrying an item in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, shtei amos b'shogeg, shtei amos b'mezid, shtei amos b'shogeg, Rabba Amar Pata, Rabba Amar Chayev. If you carry the first two amos b'shogeg, the next two b'mezid, the next two b'shogeg. So in total, you had four amos b'shogeg. So that's Rabba says you pata, Rabba says you chayev, which sounds like a machlokas, but we'll see in the Gemara in a moment that it may not be a machlokas at all. So the case, normally we have a din that yedios are mechalkos for shkagos. If a person doesn't have avera b'shogeg and he realizes that he did the avera, and then he does the avera b'shogeg again, the same avera again, he's chayv two separate chataos. And the avera before the yedia is not mitzaref to the avera that he did after the yedia, and that's why he's going to be chayv two separate karbanos. There is a machlokas chacham and Rav Gamliel we're going to have in a couple of days from now, if you did a chatzi shir of an avera b'shogeg, and then you realize what you had done, and then you do the other chatzi shir b'shogeg. So is that mashlim the avera? For example, you write an os achas on Shabbos, you write one letter on Shabbos b'shogeg, then you realize, hey, it's Shabbos, and then you forget again that it's Shabbos, and you write another letter b'shogeg. So according to the Chum Yesh Yediyah l'chatzi shir, you're not going to be chayiv, because the Yediyah is mechalik those two actions. So each action was an independent action of only a chatzi shir, so you're not going to be chayiv a chatos. But Rabbi Gamliel holds ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. The yediyah is not going to be mechalik a chatzi shir, and you're going to be chayiv a chatos. So the case that Rabba and Rava spoke about l'chora is a yediyah l'chatzi shir, because you're only chayiv if you're maver dalet amos pirshas rabbim, and they spoke about a case where you're metaltal, you move an item a chatzi shir b'shogeg, and then you had a yediyah in the next two amos, and then you forgot again and did the other chatzi shir. So it sounds exactly like that case. But the Gemara explains that Rabba and Rava are going to work both according to the Chachamim and according to Rav Gamliel. Obviously, they're not going to argue about the same machlokas that the Tanoim already argued about. So Rabba Amar Pater, Rabba says in this case of two Amos and two Amos and two Amos, they can be Pater, afil Rav Gamliel damar ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. Even Rav Gamliel holds that a yediyah is not going to count for chatzi shir, and therefore normally it would definitely be mitztaref, at least over there when you hit the shear, when you hit the amount, it was still shogeg. But over here the shear is four amos. When you got to the four amos mark, you were mazed at that point. So maybe in such a case Rav is going to say you're pater, even Rami, and even Rami Gamliel would say would say you'd be pater, even though normally ein yadiyah l'chatzi shir, and therefore it'll be mitztarif, the two chatzi shirs that were both done b'shogig, if there was a mezid be'emtza, if you realized in the middle, but that's because at the time that you hit the finish line, you were still a shogig. But over here, when you hit the finish line, when you hit the four amos, you were a mezid. So b'may, well, what exactly is the case that Rabba's talking about? Ibizorek shogeku. If it's a zor, if you threw the item, so then you're a shogig, because you had no ability to pull it back. So since your yediyah didn't have a din of a yediyah zadon, because there's no way to pull it back, so that should be a shogeg. Ela b'mavir, must be that you're walking it. You're carrying the item and you're walking. Two amos shogeg, two amos mezid, two amos shogeg. But then Rava amar chayiv, when Rava says that you're chayiv, so that's afil rabbanu dami yesh yediyah l'chatzishir. Even the rabbanu hold that there is a yediyah l'chatzishir, and we would normally divide this up and say these are two separate actions of a chatzishir. Yeah, hasam hu d'biyado. Over there, the chayiv pater you by yesh yediyah l'chatzishir, because you have the ability to stop. You write one letter, you have a yediyah, no one's forcing you to write that second letter. You have the ability to prevent the second half of the malacha from happening. But over here, you can't stop it. It's already in the process in motion. So maybe the chacham would not insist that you're going to be pater, and they would be moda that it's one shogeg, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So b'may, what's the case over here that we're talking about that you can't stop it? Ibimavir, if you're walking with it, of course you could stop it. Just stop. Just take a break. So Rabbi Yado, Ella Bezorek. It must be the case that Rava is saying that your chayiv must be a case where it's Zorek. So it turns out that Rava and Rava are not disagreeing with each other. When Rava says Pater, he's talking about where you're walking with the item. When Rava says your chayiv, he's talking about where you threw the item. So there is in fact no machlokas between Rava and Rava. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Zorak v'nacha b'fi Hakelef. Since the Mishnah spoke about a case where the dog intercepts it, and we said, oh, that's not a hanacha, so we're going to talk about whether you could ever have a hanacha in a pikelev. So you threw an item and it landed in the dog's mouth, or in the mouth of a kivshan, of a furnace, chayiv. Your chayiv, that's considered a real hanacha. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? Our Mishnah wanted to give a case where something was intercepted and it never had a hanacha, va'anantnan, kolta acher, o kolta hakelev, o shenistrafa pater. That two of the three cases are cases where it never had a hanacha, rather a dog caught it or it got burnt in an oven. So it's so that's called that there was no hanacha. How can you say that it's called a hanacha? So says Gemara, Hasam delomi chavein. The Mishnah says about that's not where you were trying to throw it to. You weren't trying to throw it into the dog's mouth or into the fire. That's when it's not a hanacha. But hacha to come chavein, if you're trying to have a catch with your dog and you throw the tennis ball and the point is that it should get into the dog's mouth, so it's exactly where you wanted it to land, and that therefore is considered to be a hanacha and a makam of dalet al dalet tvachim. Amar Rabbi Bar Bayef and Nami Tanina, I'll bring you a raya to this from a mishnah, Maseches Krisos. Yesh ochal achila achas v'chayev aleha arba chatos v'ashem echad. Sometimes a person could do one maisa, one achila, and he's going to be chayev four different chatos and the korban asham. He can manage to do so many averos all at one shot. How so? Hatame shachal chelev. A tame person who eats chelev v'unoser min hamukdashin. But it's not just chelev, it's chelev that's left over from a korban. And what day does he decide to do all of this? B'yom HaKippurim. He chooses to do this on Yom Kippur. Ooh, so okay, so he's got lots of chataos. Korban chatos for eating chelev. Korban chatos for eating nosar. Korban chatos for eating on Yom Kippur. Korban chatos for being a tame person who's eating kachin. And then on top of that, he has a korban asham because he was moel behegdish. He was nana from hegdish. Rameir says, I can even enhance the aveira even more. I can make it more of an aveira. Maybe it was Shabbos, and while he was eating it, he was walking outside from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so he was violating Otsa as well. So then he's chayiv for that as well. So that should be a fifth korban chatos for being mechal Shabbos. So Amar Lo, the Chacham said to Rav Meir, you're right, that would be a way to make it another aveira, but einu min hashem. That doesn't count. Meaning, like, yeah, maybe while he's eating this, he's, with his other hand, he's murdering somebody. I mean, that's, you can come up with a lot of ways that he's doing other averos. But those averos aren't related to the maisa, meaning the fact that he's being motzi has nothing to do with him swallowing the food. Swallowing the food, eating the food, is all of the other chiyuvim involved over here. The fact that he happens to be carrying the food while he's chewing on it is not going to be counted in this cheshbon, even though it in fact is true. Ooh, but everyone agrees that it is true, that that's considered to be motzi. So wait a second, I thought you need a hanacha. It's not the derech of people people to be motzi bepeh. A person is only chayv on a melacha if he does it in the normal way. Ella kiven de kamechavin machshavasam meshavi lemakom. Since he's having kavana to eat it while he's walking, his machshava makes his mouth a makom as far as hotzah is concerned. And therefore, hachanami, when you throw a rock or you throw something into a dog's mouth or into a kivshan, kiven de kamechavin, since your kavana is that that's where it should rest, machshavto meshavi lemakom. Your machshava makes it into a makom. So this Gemara is brought as a raya in an interesting discussion in Poskim. There's a tshuva in the Rav Pa'olim in the Chelek Aleph Arachaim Simchav Tes. He was asked about a case where a guy had a dream on Yom Tov that was Chal B'Shabbos that he had to be Mis'anah for. He did a Tainus Chalom on Yom Tov that was Chal on Shabbos for a bad dream that he had. So the halach is when you do a Tainus Chalom even on Shabbos or even on Yom Tov, but then you need to be Mis'anah Tainus L'Taniso, because it's so you did something wrong by fasting on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It was a necessary evil, it's what you had to do, but because you ended up fasting on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you need to be Mashal Matainis L'Taniso. So the person wanted to know, does he have to do two Tanesim? Because he was Masana on Shabbos and he was Masana on Yom Tov. So it's two separate Isurim. So maybe he needs, even though it was one day, so does he need to do two separate Tanios? So in Prima Gadim, he writes Bepashtos that he only needs to do one Tainis, but he doesn't bring a Raya. So the Rav Pa'olim says, I have a Raya that he's chayev to have two Tanesim, that you chayev to fast two Tanesim, because our Brisa says that a person could be Ochal Achila Achas, and he's chayev Dalit Chatos and one Asham. And what was the case? Tamei Shachal Chelev, Yom HaKippurim, and it's Nosam and HaMakdashin, and Rameir says that if it was Shabbos and he was Motzi L'Rishas Ram, he's chayev another Chatos for being Motzi L'Rishas Yach L'Rishas Ram. So Rashi and Tosos discuss, based on the Gemara Maseches Krisos, that L'Chorev, who was Yom Kippur Shachal B'Shabbos, he's chayev Mishamotza B'Shabbos and Mishamotza on Yom HaKippurim. So apparently, even though it's only one act of Hotza'a, but you're chayev Shtayim, because there were two separate Kedushos that you were Mechalel. So if you're being Mechalel two separate Kedushos with a single act, you are in fact going to be chayev Shtayim, because based on the Gemara Maseches Krisos, it sounds like that if he was Motzi it on Shabbos that was Yom Kippur, is going to be chayav for both of those acts of Hotzah. And the same might be true for someone who fasts on Yom Tov, Shechal B'Shabbos. But then he says, this is not similar to what the Ma'aril writes. The Ma'aril is quoted in Beis Yosef, talks about a woman who took a neder to go to Kivrei Tzadikim in a particular city, and she never fulfilled that neder. And then at some later date, she had to go to that city anyway, for some other reason. So once she was there, she went to the Kivrei Tzadikim there. Is that a fulfillment of her neder? So the Ma'aril writes that she never took a neder to spend money. So of course you could kill two birds with one stone, and the fact that she was there anyway doesn't make a difference. And says the Ma'aril, and similarly, if someone says I'm taking a neder to fast in the next 10 days, every day for the next 10 days, a person says they're taking a neder to fast, and one of those days happens to be a fast day anyway, that the yotze the chiyuv, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So the Rav Palim writes the Ma'aril is only talking about where the chiyuv was mishum a neder, that you took a neder to fast, and that's why it helps to be mashal the neder even on a tainus where you're mechuyev to fast anyway. But a tainus chalom, where the chiyuv of the tainus is because of a kapara, so then you need a bigger kapara when you fasted on a day that had two kedushos, that was both Shabbos and carried on a day that had two kedushos, that was both Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, so requires a bigger kapara. This might also relate to the general question: whenever you have multiple kedushos that land on the same day, do we view that as a Rav Rosenzweig likes to referred to as a hyphenated Kedusha or a hybrid Kedusha? Meaning, does Shabbos Yom Kippur take on its own status called the Kedusha Siyom of Shabbos Yom Kippur? Or do we say, no, it happens to be Kedusha Shabbos, it happens to be Kedusha Yom Kippur, and they both happen to land on the same day. So if you still view them as independent Kedushas that just happen to meet on the same day, then maybe in a chinami, you need two separate kaparos for a violation. But if you view it not as a hyphenated Kedusha, but a hybrid Kedusha, that Shabbos is different because it's Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is different because it's Shabbos, that it's a single new entity of Kedusha called Shabbos Yom Kippur. Many nafkaminas. I once gave a Shabbos Shuvah drasha about this, I think, or Shabbos Hagadol drasha. I don't remember. There was a big drasha about this. So if you view it as a hybrid Kedusha, so then it's then maybe it would only require one kapara. Okay, so now we begin Perek Habona. Says the Mishnah. The first thing Tosus is bothered about with Perek Habona is why in the world are we discussing Bona now? Meaning, of course, we wanted to discuss Malachas of Shabbos, but Mechidesi, that it should be Bona that is the Malacha that we choose to discuss now. Tosus doesn't answer it. Achronim do answer it, obviously, but not for now. Habona kama yivna v'yechayiv. How much does a person have to build in order to be chayiv on Shabbos? Habona kol shu, if a person builds even a kol shu, v'amisates, or yichizel, v'amaka bepatish, or a final hammer blow, u'bimatzad, or with a sledgehammer, v'akodeach, or a drill, kol shu, even just a kol shu, chayiv, a person is chayiv. Zeakla, kol osu malacha malachlo miskayemes b'shabbos, chayiv. If you do a malacha, even with the tiniest shear, but it's going to have a lasting impact, then a person is going to be chayiv. It's interesting why it says kol osu malacha umalachlo miskayemes b'shabbos. Of course we're talking about Shabbos over here. That's the whole idea, is that we're talking about Shabbos, meaning that there's Malacha Shabbos that we're talking about. What does b'shabbos refer to? So Rashi says the word b'shabbos is going back on what we say kol osu malacha, that you did the malacha on Shabbos. Why does the Tana have to tell us that you're doing the malacha on Shabbos? So Re'im Horovitz explains, because we're going to see that there are a lot of situations where the malacha gets started during the week, and then you're chayiv for completing it on Shabbos. You wrote an entire sefer except for one letter on Erev Shabbos, and then on Shabbos you fill in the last letter. So even though you weren't kosev shtei osios and you only completed the malacha on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv for that. So by malacha of bona, we're saying no, the whole malacha is being done on Shabbos. But the Ritva says no, the Mishnah should be understood kipshuta, that the word b'Shabbos is not going back on kala osa malacha, it's going on malachto miskayemes. What's called miskayemes? How long does it have to last in order for it to be considered a malacha that's miskayemes, a lasting malacha? So that's what we're saying. Malacha miskayemes b'Shabbos. That even if the malacha doesn't last all that long, but it lasts through the rest of Shabbos, that's enough of a malacha miskayemes that you're going to be that you're going to be chayiv for. And the Ritva brings a raya from a Yerushalmi in Maseches Shabbos that we learn from the Mishkan that a binyan l'sha'a is considered a binyan because the Mishkan itself was a binyan l'sha'a. It was put up. It meant to be taken down on a somewhat consistent basis. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Hamaka Bekurnus Al Asadam B'Shas Malacha Chayiv Mipneishu K'Misakin Malacha. That even if a person doesn't bang on the nail itself, he uses some sort of plate to bang the hammer on the plate that then protects the item that he's the item that he's banging on. He's also Chayiv for Maka Bepatish, even though you use that intermediary, so to speak, because it's a Misakin. The Malacha itself is a useful malacha. So says Mar Kol Shu L'May Chazia. Where does a binyan Kol Shu ever help you? Why is that a malacha? So three possibilities. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Shekein Ani Chofer Guma Latznia Ba Prutosav. The Kavasog Abi Mishkan Shekein Tofer Yirios Chofer Guma Latznia Ba Machtayan. An Ani might want to dig a tiny little hole to hide his prutos that he has. And in the Mishkan also, the people who were dealing with needlework would dig a little hole in order to hide their needles that they had. Abaye Yamar Kevin the Mishta. No, who would hide their needles in the ground? They're going to get rusty. Ella must be a second possibility. Shekein ani osa pitpute kira ketana. He might make legs for as a base for a tiny little oven. Lishbosale kedera ketana, to put a tiny little pot on. The kavasa gabi mishkan. You have a similar thing that happened by the mishkan. Mevashe saman and litzpo yurios shechasa malachdan. That if you had the people that were making the dyes to dye the yurios of the Mishkan, that when they lacked a little bit of dye to finish up the work, they just needed a little bit more. So osin pipute kira katana, lishposala yora katana. When they misassessed initially how much dye they would need, and now they need to find a little bit more, so they would make a little pot. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar, eina niyus b'makam ashirus. No, they would never just make a little pot. When we're dealing with Melechus HaMishkan, they would always do things in a derech chashuv, so it would never be such a tiny shear of dye. Ela shekein balabayis yeshul nekav bibiraso. No, we're talking about if Bala Bais has a small little hole in a large house and a place where he lives is so small, he just closes it up. The Kavsag Abi Mishka, Shekin Keresh, Shenafel Bodarga. If a worm got into one of the boards, Samat, Vatoch Ever, Vesosmo, they would just close it up with a little bit of lead in order to close up the hole. So that's where you have a Binyan Kol Shu that was significant in the Mishkan and that would still be significant nowadays. Amr Shmuel, Amit Sadeh, Desa Evan. If a person arranges a stone on the karka, so chayiv, you're chayiv mishumbone. So meisve, echad nosin esavin vechad nosin esatit hanosin esatit, chayiv, if you have one person that just arranges the stones, and the other person that plasters everything in place, the guy who plasters it all in place, that makes it a more solid structure, he's the one that's going to be chayiv. It sounds very clearly that for arranging stones alone, you're not going to be chayiv. That's not an act of bona. So it says more of the time, hey, chayim a sefer, but then what do you do about the sefer? Rabbi Yossi, am rafilu helavi niachal gabi dimu shalavanam chayiv. That even if you take a rock and you put it on top of a row of rocks, so you're still going to be chayiv. So apparently, placing a stone alone, you are chayiv. So why are you chayiv? You didn't do anything. You just placed a stone there. There are three different levels of binyan when it comes to building a fence for which you're chayiv for different amounts of participation. Tata mitziyah v'ila. There's the bottom level, the middle level, and the higher level. Tata bayitz dudei v'afra. If you want to be chayiv for bona by putting the lower layers of rocks, you have to not only put the lower layers of rocks, but the dirt that's going to fill in the gaps between the rocks as well. Mitzia boinamitina, the middle layer, that requires the most stability. That's where you need to actually put some cement in between them in order to be chayiv as well. And then iloi ba'anach bi'alma. And then the higher layers, even if you just do a hanach bi'alma, even if you just place the rocks there. So that way we'll be able to be miyashiv all of the conflicting statements about what it takes to be chayiv for bona. Then we said b'mesates, kol shu is chayiv. So mesates mishumayim. What are you chayiv for when you're mesatis, when you chisel a stone? Rav amr mishum bona, Shmuel amr mishum maka bepatish. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it's bona or maka bepatish. Similarly, hosa nekev belul shel tarnagolim. If you make a hole in a chicken coop, Rav amr mishum bona, Rav says you're chayiv mishum bona, and Shmuel amr mishum maka bepatish. So you're chayiv for the maka bepatish because that finishes off the chicken coop. Ayil shuvsa bekufina demara. If you put a small peg in a shovel in order to attach it very well to the handle. So Rav on Mishum Bona, Rav says Yechayv Mishum Bona, Shmuel on Mishum Makab Patish, and Shmuel says, no, the Malacha is Makab Patish. So it seems like the same Machlokas three times. So it says Gemara Tzricha, Diashmin Kamaisa, if it only would have told me the first case, Bahikam, Rav Mishum Derech Binyan Bekach, that's where Rav would say, the case of Mesates, where you're chiseling, that's the Derech Binyan Bekach, Avalosa, Nek of Belul Shaltar Nagolim, Dein Derech Binyan Bekach, but making a hole in a chicken coop, I might think that that's not called bona, and he'd be moded to Shmuel that it must not be bona. It's only makab patish, like Shmuel says. Aviyashmin baha, and if it only would have told me the case of the chicken coop, kamarav mishum to dami lebinyan. That's at least similar to the to binyan, like building houses. Davdi lavira, because you're making the nekev in order that air should come in. So by binyan batim, you do the same thing. You make windows. Aval shuvsa bekofina demara, but to make a kli, dein derech binyan bekach, where it's not derech binyan, emam al leil Shmuel. I might think he's molded to Shmuel that it can't be bona, it's got to be makab patish. V'yashmin b'ha, and if it only would have told me that last case, ba'al karma Shmuel, I would say that's where Shmuel says that it can't be bona, and that it's got to be makab patish of ba'anach tarti. But the first two cases, emu molded to the Rav, I might think he's molded to Rav. Tzricha, that's why we need all three cases where Rav and Shmuel disagree whether something is bona or makab patish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Bay Minei at the bottom of the page over here, a few lines from the bottom. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bye.